pop quiz. Which country would you guess has the world's worst humanitarian crisis? Might not be what you think. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Whether it's through prayer or partnership, our stories today are about how you can join what God is doing around the world. So let's get to that first question. 12 million people face starvation as Yemen teeters on the brink of famine. The executive director of the United Nations Food Program told the General Assembly on Friday, quote, "Yemen is undeniably the world's worst humanitarian crisis by far," end quote. Civil war is turning Yemen into rubble, and forces controlling the ports aren't letting food aid get through. Peter Jensen is a believer who works with an aid group in Yemen.
Well, every year, every month that the war goes on, the situation gets worse. There's more infrastructure damaged. There's less access to resources by the average citizen, less access to food.
So believers are demonstrating Christ's love by meeting the physical needs and listening when survivors need to talk. But complexities on the political front make for a difficult situation. Getting supplies to the people who need them is nearly impossible.
We absolutely want to throw our hands up and walk away if it weren't for the suffering that we're seeing.
Would you keep praying for Yemen?
You know, in the West, we like a simple story. Who's the good guy? Who's the bad guy? You know, we'll get behind the good guy against the bad guy. And in Yemen, it's much more complicated than that. Who's on which side at what point and why? It is a very complex situation.
Next, the Sudanese government returned 19 confiscated properties to the Sudanese Church of Christ last Monday, September 24th. Now, a Sudanese court decision ruled that the property confiscations were unlawful. The court also ordered the Sudanese government to drop its case against the five SCOC church leaders. Greg Musselman with the Voice of the Martyrs Canada reflects.
The Sudanese government actually lost the case in court, which was kind of surprising. When you have a country like that with such a strong arm leader in government, the fact that court would overrule them, and you just wonder, was there something happening in the background?
There's no way for sure to know why the Sudanese government agreed to give back the church's confiscated lands. We do know that Sudan wants to normalize relations with the West and be taken off the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. However, they'll have to make a lot more progress for this to happen. So, although this case with the SCOC is encouraging,
there's other denominations that have not had that same situation where their properties have been returned to them.
And the outlook for religious freedom in Sudan may still seem grim, but
people are still coming to Christ. People are still becoming strong followers of Jesus through discipleship. Those things still happen regardless of what the government does.
Praise God for the churches who got their land back, and continue to pray for the strength of our brothers and sisters in Christ in Sudan. And finally, we've talked a lot about partnership lately on the heels of the annual Missio Nexus Leadership Conference. Rob Myers says partnership plays an especially vital role in the work of Door International, a global deaf-to-deaf ministry.
One of the struggles that we have is that there are a lot more hearing people than deaf people, and there are a lot more hearing Christian organizations than deaf Christian organizations. Deaf communities are considered their own individual people group. It's actually most effective for deaf people to reach out to other people. And that means to do ministry well in the deaf community, we really need a number of different deaf organizations.
There are only a handful of deaf ministries doing international work, and they got together a few weeks ago to form their first ever Deaf Strategic Alliance. That partnership and your support will be especially important in the days ahead.
Our deaf staff actually have a vision to see 50% of the deaf world by the year 2025 have both access to God's word and have a deaf-led sustainable church planting movement happening in their communities.
They're only at about 10% right now, so they've got a long way to go in the next several years. Pray for their efforts and ask God how he wants you to be involved. Then find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So join us here. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, or LinkedIn. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.